Hello, everyone. This is Corey again. I love to see y'all over here in November and December. That's right. True crimes. True crime stories. Where I go and search up true crimes all over the 50 states of the United States. And tell you what happened on my YouTube channel, my podcast, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Ready? Podcast. Show, so we call it the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show and Radio, and here podcast and radio show. So go over YouTube and look for the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Subscribe to the channel, ring that bell, and like. Okay, now the details. Now the true crime story, we're going to have crime from all 50 states and all cities. Little crimes and big crimes. That's right. So I want you to join me in this podcast. So I got three podcasts. Corey Whitlock Podcast and Radio Show. Science, Stories of Science Fiction. And True Crime Story of the USA. Across the USA. It's called The Crimes of Crimes Across the USA. And we call it the US High Crimes. True Crimes, High Crimes Stories. Something like that. We'll find a name for it. But we're still working on the name too. So just join me. I got three podcasts to show going. Two of them going to be half an hour. And of course, Corey Whitlock Podcast and Radio Show are going to have radio play music. Free royalty play music. Don't worry. We'll be paying for that. Okay? It's only just a little small fee. And I'll get to play music on my podcast. And for the YouTube channel, same thing, but it's going to be a different one, more team music. So, we're getting everything together. Just came back from vacation. Football season is getting started. I heard the Orioles are doing really good. I told everybody, I'm pretty sure we got a long way to go before this decade is out, before we get in 2030. No, the oil is going to give us something before this decade is out. They're going up and down. And every time a team go up and down, sometimes they go up and they no come down until they go to the World Series. And this is what the oil is doing. They're going up, they're going down. Over the years, they go up, they go all the way down and stay down. Then they go up and go all the way down and stay down. But the recent years, everybody who followed the Orioles know they've been going up and they've been coming down just a little and going back up, down a little bit, down a little. What I tell you, listen to the radio sports talk shows, okay, here in Baltimore. Don't listen to nowhere the national ones because they don't know what they're talking about the Orioles, okay? I'm not an Orioles fan, I'm a Dodgers fan. But the Orioles used to be my team when I was little. I used to be a junior Oriole. And I want to see this team go to the World Series before the decade is out. No, this will be pretty big. From 83 to sometimes around the 90s when we was going, was doing good in the 90s, early 90s. Between 90 and 95, 96, when we was playing and going to the World playoffs and almost made it to the World Series until that Yankee fan reached down and grabbed the ball from one of the Orioles players. You know, remember that time? Remember that? That's why we lost our chance to go to the World Series that time. And then, that's it. have been downhill ever since. But they've been going uphill, uphill, down, uphill, down, uphill, ever since the new decade came in from 2000 to now. They've been going up and down, up and down, up and down. This means something big is going to happen, just like a volcano. It goes up until scientists might get ready to bust, but it goes down again. It goes up, scientists look at it, then it goes down again. Keep watching, people. If I'm not right about this decade, I'm pretty sure about the first half of the 2030, we'll be in the playoffs, and then we will have a World Series Championship. Okay? But I just got a feeling it's going to be this decade. I just got a feeling, and it's coming. I don't know what year it's going to be. Next year, this year, next year, 2029, 2028. I just got a feeling it's coming, guys. The magic is coming back. Can y'all hear me, Orioles players? The players who play. Can you hear me, Orioles managers? And the owner. Got that feeling. Something good gonna happen for y'all. You heard it from the Corey Whitlock podcast show. But anyway, here to tell you about the true crime show that's coming with the science fiction story. Okay? This is my third podcast. I'm working on a fourth one. And that will be launched sometime next year. And this come, and I will be telling stories, crime all over the United States, true crime. It's going to be 30 minutes. I'm going to give my opinion. Y'all can come join me on my podcast website. Like, follow, go to YouTube, Corey with that podcast show. Like, follow, subscribe. Please, because I know I'm going to get a lot of hits after this. Alright? So start looking for me. I'm back. In America, we got a good president. Okay? Don't worry about him falling. Just worry about that idiot from the last decade. You know, number 44. Number 45. Worry about number 45. Not 46. Okay? 45 is the one we gotta worry about. He's the worst of the worst. That's all I gotta say about it. You know, I'm gonna be talking about it on a regular podcast show. Okay? And I'll see y'all then. But just remember, oh, my book comes out 2024. It's called Data Blood. It's a good book. I ain't gonna tell you about it. Just go on Amazon, Corey Whitlock. Type in Corey Whitlock when you get there. It's gonna be launched March the 30th, 2024. And it's gonna be a long link book too. Not the two short books that you, if you bought them and all. Okay? Corey Whitlock, type that in, and it should come up. Alright? So, called Data Blood. Look for it. And I'll see y'all soon. Very soon. Live long and prosper. Love you. Love you much more, Republicans. And we praying for you, Republicans. Oh, we praying for you. Amen. Jesus, take the wheel of the Republicans. They need help. Take the wheel. See you soon.